Whenever we honour the people around us, whether they honour us or not, we demonstrate that we are living by a different standard. We are honouring people because we ourselves are honourable. Honour is a condition of the heart. Honour doesn't necessarily mean that we agree with those we're honouring. It means we value them as people who've been made in the image and likeness of God. Honour creates order through the restoration of the dignity of the individual and removes the fear of punishment for wrongdoing. The order created by honour results in empowerment of the individual. People will either obey out of fear a leader or a person in authority or out of respect and honour for them. One creates fear, the other love and loyalty. The gradual erosion of honour in our society has led to the country's leadership being despised and disrespected, and the same has happened in the church. It's changed the way our churches are governed because now, largely, the congregation wants a vote in everything that happens, which often prevents the leaders from moving in the direction the Lord is asking of them. In a church setting, restoration of a culture where each member honours and respects the other, where leadership respect their people and vice versa, will result in a church becoming attractive to outsiders as they see a different culture at work, one which allows growth and respect, whose leaders are held in honour because of their ability to lead. In Christ, you know, we all have an equal voice, but we've not necessarily got an equal vote. Those who teach and preach, the Bible tells us, are to be held in high honour. Honour is humility in action. It's a matter of the heart. It requires us to develop a servant heart where we put the needs of those around us above our own, like the Master, who's our example. It's because Jesus desires that we should have honour that he teaches us to humble ourselves and show honour to others. Whether we like it or not, and mostly we don't, Jesus shows a hierarchical structure when he spoke to the mother of James and John. He didn't say we're all equal up there. He didn't try to change the fact that there are levels of honour, just as there's more than one talent given to some people. When he said it wasn't his place to give honour, the honour Mum was seeking for her boys. It's not my place, he said. It's my Father's place to do that. He was describing there the hierarchical structure. And the Bible describes both the least and the greatest. John the Baptist said, "After me comes one greater than I." Elisha saw he needed something Elijah had and he went after it with all his might. This shows us that we have much to learn from those who've gone before us and those whom God places over us, whether it be in government or within the confines of our local church group. God has ordained a structure, a level of leadership from the angels down. Abandoning or ignoring the principles of the kingdom will leave us impoverished, to say the least, because our system of all animals being equal just doesn't work. The principle of honour is shown every time we worship God, because we worship him not because he needs it, but because we are honouring him for who he is. Something to think about, eh? A culture of honour. God bless you. Tomorrow, we'll start to look at biblical submission. You'll enjoy that.